Jazz, 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. Jamal Ahmed with the Soul of Jazz. And I am here speaking with the cast of this wonderful play put on by Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company entitled Race, which is written by David Mamet. And I am happy to welcome Neil Gant and Tiffany D. Hobbs. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on, Jamal?
Yeah, so I want to talk about this play because, I mean, I'm looking at the flyer right now, and it has the caption, "Is the Law Black and White?" Under race. Tiffany, I'll go to you. Talk about the premise of this play and what it's all about.
All right. So basically, there are two high-profile lawyers that get a case. There's a white male who has been convicted of raping a black woman, a young black woman, and he comes to these lawyers to get his case tried by them. And my character is the junior associate at the law firm. And basically, the entire premise of the play is all of the different racial issues that come up as a result of these two lawyers getting this case and deciding whether or not they want to take the case, what sorts of problems will they have to encounter in the case. And it's very surprising. A lot of the thing, it gets down to the nitty-gritty, the dirty parts of racial issues that we don't like to discuss as much in public. But it goes to the parts that hurt, the parts that make you laugh because they're true, and the parts that make you think, wow, I didn't know that I actually felt this way or that I had those certain prejudices about people. And that's what the 90 minutes is all about.
Mm. So I want to come to you, Neil. Who is your character in this play?
I play Henry Brown. He's one of the partners in the firm. Him alongside Jack Lawson, who's played by Andrew Benader, as Tiffany spoke about, are, you know, for the most part, they're the primary focus of the show, determining whether or not we're going to take this gentleman's case. There's all this evidence. There's a mountain of evidence against this man, but we, being lawyers that we are, you know, defense lawyers, we're trying to find the best angle to possibly get him off. The case itself, him being a very rich and powerful white man, being accused of raping a black woman, comes with its own sort of tenor. You know what I mean? It comes with its own sort of edge. And throughout the play, the crux of it is determining whether or not we're going to take it and whether or not this man is innocent or guilty.
And what part of the country is this play set in?
Well, I don't know originally where Mamet set it, but anywhere USA is kind of where we're going.
Pretty
with.
Much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, something like this, you know, you would have seen a case like this happen, say, in the South, pre-1960, whatever. Mm-hmm. But now this seems very general. You know, it can happen all across America.
Yeah. I mean, there's a line in the show very early on when we talk about, you know, 50 years ago, you know, you're white, you could have the same case, the same facts, and you'd be innocent, mm-hmm. hands down. Now, because of, you know, the social changes in our country, it's not necessarily the case anymore. People want, you know, they want reparation, and sometimes they look for it through the legal system.
Right, right. Tiffany, you know, it seems like when you look at this whole premise that, you know, you see so many parallels in real life. I mean, we look at recent cases that have happened here in America that have really taken the media by storm. I know you can't speak for Mr. Mamet, but what parallels did you see, you know, when you were acting out your character? Did you see, like, similar things in what you were doing that were happening in real life?
Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of the cases in recent history, like, you know, the Trayvon Martin case and even the case that happened in Fruitvale Station, we have cases where we, you know, in the black community feels like the legal system has let us down, and the sense that is the law black and white? And so I have been inspired by some of the reactions that I've heard from the black community as well as the white community, just everyone in the nation as a result of these cases, and how I find parallels within this piece. You know, some of the things we talk about, the topics that come up. And so it's informed me as an actor in regards to how I approach my character and where she comes from, because she's very much she wants the legal system to be fair and she wants for the black community to have a voice and to be actually represented in the legal system. And she feels that the legal system has failed in a sense. So, yes, in regards to your question, I have definitely felt that there are a lot of cases in recent history and currently that are going on that have informed me as an actor.
You know, Neil, I want to talk about, I guess, some of the other cast members and the director. Just talk about some of the other cast members and the director.
Well, I mentioned Andrew Benader, who plays the other attorney partner in the cast. And then there's Rick Reitz, who's the accused. He plays the role of... And the name just went out of my head, and I know Charles Strickland. He plays that role, and that's the guy who's accused of this particular crime. It's a really well-rounded cast. I think David Mamet was thinking, you know, he had to sort of cross the racial lines, and if you're going to talk about race, then you're going to have, you know, different races in the cast and in the show. And I think the dynamic is there. The language that we use in the show, coming from races that may not, you know, socially be accepted to use the language, I think opens the door for the audience to get past their own social prejudices or misgivings, even amongst themselves. After the show, when we talk to people, they're more taken aback by their own reactions to some of the words that are said or some of the things that they hear about the legal system, about black perception, about white perception in society. They're taken aback by their own prejudices. And that's ultimately kind of the conversation that we want to kind of get rolling, self-examination about this thing we call race. You know what I mean?
So speaking of self-examination, and if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with the cast of Race, which is presented by Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company, running February the 25th through March the 23rd. I want to ask you, Neil, did you find any conflict in your character? I've always thought that was interesting, or thought it would be interesting for someone to play someone that they would hate. Did you find any conflict like that in your character?
Yeah, I think that's what makes it fun, though. Just as an artist, there's always going to be a part of the character that you identify with, and then there's the part of that character that you may not necessarily identify with, and but that's a part of society. And as an actor, you know, you're nothing if not the chronicler of the time, so, you know, you want to be as honest and true to every point of view, you know, even if you don't necessarily feel it yourself. Henry Brown, the character that I play in the show, has really different views. He's from a completely different background than I am. And after I read the play for the first time, there were moments that I didn't like all of the characters in the show. But then by the end of it, it all made sense. I was like, ah, that's why it has to be that way. That's why that character is that way, because these are the facts of our society. Despite our own misgivings, despite our own social hiccups, what we feel about each other, as far as the law is concerned, it's completely different. And that's how Henry deals with it. And so I had a hard time dealing with that. Just the you know, for lack of a better phrase, black and white nature of the law, because there is gray area. There is social stigma that we put on the law, considering, you know, many of the recent, you know, cases. Trayvon Martin comes to mind. A lot of people have what they feel is the right thing. But in the law, in the legal system, right and wrong aren't necessarily always the most important thing.
Right. It's a very tricky thing. And I guess I want to wrap things up with you, Tiffany. I want to ask you, first of all, the same question I asked Neil. What similarities in that character that you play, the junior associate at the law firm, what similarities do you see in yourself in that character? And did you see any conflict in the decisions that your character was making?
Absolutely.
With you?
I, you know, there are certain things about my character, Susan, and reading the play. I sat with this play for about a year and a half now, and reading the play, I did find that I aligned with her in certain ways in regards to how she saw the legal system and the problems that she saw within the legal system. But there are certain things that she does that, you know, I definitely, as Tiffany would not do that. And it was hard reconciling that as an actor. But, you know, you as an actor, you come to the character and you don't judge your character. You just have to go full force into your character and do everything that your character does or says with 100% commitment.
Right.
So that was just one of those things. You just have to take the ego out of when you approach a character and just do it. So, yes, I had things about my character that I was like, well, I definitely don't agree with this and I wouldn't do this. But That's the fun thing about being an actor. Like Neil said, it's so much fun because you do get to do those things that you normally, you know, in everyday society that you wouldn't do. And that's the thrilling part of it, because then you learn new things about yourself when you have to bring yourself to those places that aren't necessarily comfortable or normal for you.
Right. And finally, what do you think is the, I guess, the ultimate takeaway with this play? Like, what do you think you want people to walk away with after it's all said and done?
Well, I definitely think that I had a few friends who came in speaking of about, you know, the self bringing when you leave the show. I've had a friend who came to the show and she said to me, she was like, I was so angry. I was so very angry. And she was a young white lady. And she was like, and now I'm sitting here thinking, I was so angry at your character. And then she said, but now I'm thinking, was I angry because I'm white? And she just said that to me. And then I was like, I don't know. Were you? And, you know, I don't want to put an exact phrase on, like, this is exactly what you should take away. But I certainly think that everyone should come out with questions about, you know, that bring everything back to the self. You know, how have I, you know, played into some of these different, you know, biases and stereotypes that are a part of our, you know, social, you know, our social surroundings? Yeah. How have I played a part in that? And how can I play a part in justifying and making those things better, you know, where I went wrong. And I found that for the most part, we've had audience members who have been leaving with mm-hmm. those certain questions and wanting to right the wrongs that they themselves feel like they have perpetrated into our society. Yeah. So I think personally, that's what people should take away from the play.
Heavy stuff. I love it. I love it. I love it. That's the mark of great art. Mm-hmm. We just spoke with the cast members of the play Race, presented by Kenny Leon's True Color Theater Company. And, of course, we're talking about Neil Gant and Tiffany D. Hobbs. And this is running all the way through March 23rd over there at the Southwest Arts Center. Tickets can be found at truecolorstheater.org. Or 1-877-725-8849. And got to shout out Jen Dwyer. Thank you so much, Jen, for all you do. She's in the back like, oh, really? Okay, thank you. Always got to shout her out. Always.
Absolutely.
But God bless you guys and much success on this play.
Thank you.
Take care.